Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Oh man, at night when the sun goes down, this drier air is going to feel really, really nice. Not as cool as I'd like it to be, but it's going to still feel really nice. Should be great for high school football tonight. And of course, we have all the action starting at 7 o'clock tonight right here on WWL. And it should be a great afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, for football in Oxford, Mississippi. LSU ranked number 4, Ole Miss ranked number 13, and LSU's the underdog? All right, we're going to talk about all of that in just a few minutes. Let me get to these calls that have been on hold. Let's go to Sam in Gretna. Sam, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Hopefully I don't cut out. My 18 terrible is 18 the worst. But okay. Anyway, it's such a treat to hear, you know, Miss Kim and Miss Janet back to back, my two favorite callers of all time. And I have a question, though. Miss Kim, she's living in St. Louis now?
St. Rose.
Oh, St. Rose. I'm sorry. I thought it was St. Louis.
Yeah, no, she's living right up the street in St. Rose.
Oh, St. Rose up the road. Okay, yeah. I got you. Because I thought it was St. Louis. I didn't know if the tornado affected her up there or not.
No, she's apparently doing okay. I haven't heard from her in a while, but I'm going to have her call me. I'm trying to bring her some food, and we're trying to help her get connected with Louisiana. Lighthouse for the Blind is now Lighthouse for Louisiana, and she couldn't get through to them. So hopefully we can connect them.
Yeah, hopefully so. And her scenario is like mind-blowing. Except when you put that word Louisiana in front of it, then it makes perfect sense.
Yes, yeah, I know. You're right.
I know you've been looking out for her for a long time.
Yeah,
you know, but it's good to hear from her, and hopefully she gets a chance to call in more often.
Yeah. All right, Sam, I appreciate
that.
I appreciate that. Thanks. Yeah, yeah. She had a real tough situation once, and got behind on some house payments, and she was on the verge of being evicted, and fortunately, I was in a position to help her out.
Do you remember? We'll move forward in just a second, but
yeah.
I don't want us to forget the most buck wild Miss Kim story is that she called us right before Ida. And
yes.
She said
she
had no way to get out, and she didn't know what to do, and we said, you know, there's only so much we can do. You keep your radio on, call us, you know, keep in touch, be safe, lock your doors, windows, and stuff like that. And she leaves her house to go bring her garbage cans inside because you're supposed to bring in your garbage cans when a hurricane's coming. And she falls down.
Yeah.
And does not get back up until the storm has passed. Miss Kim rode out Hurricane Ida on the ground in front of her house and was there for, God knows, I don't know, 18, 24 hours or something before a neighbor came by and found her and took her to the hospital.
Yeah, that was an amazing story.
This woman has a hell of a life.
She's so fortunate to be alive, and she's blind. And I mean, can you imagine how frightening that would be to fall down and you know you're blind and you can't get up and you're in your front yard and this storm is coming by. She's fortunate that nothing hit her.
It's a miracle. That's so amazing that she came through that not only uninjured, really. I mean, she did have to go to the hospital after, but I don't think she was hurt badly. But she's got so much pluck, you know?
Yeah, she does. And she's really
even when
great
she called
attitude.
And told us that story, she was, you know, just like, oh, just a matter-of-fact thing. Like, the mailman came. I lived through Hurricane Ida on my back in my front yard.
Oh, and then she told us she's got bed bugs. She doesn't know what to do about it. And, you know, I called our friends at Leo Furniture in La Place, not far from St. Rose, and man, the people at Leo Furniture were so nice. They brought her a new mattress and a box springs, and they set it all up for her, and she got a brand new bed out of that. And again, I want to thank the people at Leo Furniture, Airline Highway in La Place, for doing that. They were just really, really great people for doing that. All right, let's go to Harvey. James, thank you for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, brother. Thank you. I just wanted to talk to you about three things about money. The first one is... Billy Nungess was absolutely right. If somebody steals your credit card and they use it, you're on the hook for whatever they use it versus your credit card. But I'm a cash man whenever I can, because if you go to these markets on Saturday, those type of things, you can haggle. You're not going to haggle with credit card. Even if you do, somebody's got to pay that 3-5% charge.
No, that's true.
That's that part. And the other trivial stuff, Janet got me to thinking when she said the Charlie Kirk thing. About 2014, there was a bill passed to put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill.
I remember that.
And it was almost to be done by 2016, but a new administration came in, and they killed it. It's coming back up in this year to have her on the $20 bill by 2028. I'm going to be watching to see if Mr. Kirk make it first, or the first lady or the first woman to command Union soldiers and win battles will be put on it before Mr. Kirk.
Yeah. Well, I hate that it comes down to that competition, but sometimes it does. James, I really appreciate the call, and have a great weekend. There's a radio station in Florida. I was going to talk about this a couple of weeks ago, and I never got to it, but I really believe this is brilliant. There's a radio station in Florida. It's a country music station, 93.7 WHEL in Fort Myers, Florida. Now, WHEL, it's not about hell or anything like that. That's just the call letters, WHEL, 93.7 FM. It's a country station. They're currently ranked number 12th in the market, but they turned the country station into Trump country, and they have contests that are all based on the president. They have images of President Trump wearing a cowboy hat, and he's like a cowboy, and it's Trump country. And their slogan is 93.7 Make Country Great Again, country music. And they've got a voice actor who imitates President Trump doing the station liners. You know, like we have a guy that goes, the rock star, talk star of New Orleans, here's Scoop. Well, they've got somebody imitating President Trump going, you know, and now we're going back, Make Country Great Again, 93.7, WHEL, Fort Myers, Florida. So they've got that guy doing all of the voice work.
We should get him to do some of these.
That would be fun.
As New Orleans as streetcars on Canal Street.
That's right.
WWL, AM, FM, and always live.
Very good.
Many people are talking about the app.
They have the Cancel Bowl, where listeners call up and leave a voicemail trashing and bashing the most pathetic woke thing they've ever seen. They have a country tailgate command kit that they give away that comes with a flamethrower, grill starter, a rack of ribs, camo cutting board, and flag toothpicks.
A camo cutting board?
A camo cutting board.
Okay.
and American flag toothpicks. So that's kind of disgraceful. I mean, American flag going in there and pulling the food out between your teeth.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so there's also with this contest, one true patriot takes home the Freedom 5000. It's $5,000 in cash to be spent on guns, grills, steaks, ammo, flags, or anything guaranteed to upset your liberal cousin. So I think this is pretty cool. I mean, this is very, very creative.
I think it's really funny. Whatever one's feelings about the president are,
I
think that is honestly as delightful.
And it's again, it's a country station, and their slogan is "Make Country Great Again." So look, brilliant. I mean, hats off to 93.7 in Fort Myers. They're doing a good job with that. I mean, they're ranked number 12 in the market, which is not good. I mean, there's another country station that beats them, but I don't know. That sounds creative enough. I think they're going to probably come up in the ratings.
I bet that's a pretty crowded market.
Yeah, because it's Fort Myers, and then there's a bunch of other. Yeah, I think Sarasota, probably Sarasota's in that area. So yeah, that's a whole, it's a whole cluster of retired people.
Yeah,
in that area,
they must eat that stuff.
Oh, they must. But see, that's brilliant marketing.
It's brilliant marketing.
Good marketing.
It's creative.
Yep. All right. If you want to join us, it's a free for all Friday. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And let me remind you that we've got Deuce and Mike Haas, the fans and the pro, 4 o'clock this afternoon. LSU is number 4 in the country. Ole Miss is number 13. The game is in Oxford, and LSU is a 1-point underdog. This goes to show you that there's not a lot of confidence in LSU in this game. And I have said all along since the last game and since it was LSU Ole Miss week, I've said all along that this is going to be a real challenge for LSU. And you've also heard in our news, I think it was Jeff Nowak who said it, but there was an observation made that, now looking back, Clemson wasn't that good. I mean, Clemson was ranked 4th in the country when LSU played them, and LSU beat them in the opening game of the season, but apparently Clemson is not that good. So a lot of people are reassessing LSU. LSU did drop from 3 to number 4, even though they didn't lose. So they're a slight underdog to Ole Miss. I hope LSU goes up there and kicks their butts, but I think that's going to be a hell of a challenge, and LSU's going to have to play their great game. If they want to beat, they have to play their best game and a great game if they want to beat Ole Miss. Tulane is in a conference game against the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. We talked about this the other day. Why does a team in Tulsa, Oklahoma have the name Golden Hurricanes? Apparently it goes way back, and it was the idea that they're going to run through you like a golden, they're going to run through you like a hurricane. And I guess gold is in their colors, but that just seems like such a stupid name for Tulsa because, nicknames for schools generally relate to the area. I mean, the Washington Huskies, the Ohio State Buckeyes, the Maryland Terrapins. I mean, I guess they have turtles in Maryland.
At least that one kind of rhymes. Maryland Terrapins.
Yeah, some schools have just names that don't relate, but a lot of names relate, and the Golden Hurricanes just don't relate to Tulsa. But I think Tulane goes up there and does a good job. I think Tulane wins the game against Tulsa, but Tulane's got some tough games coming up as well. And then the Saints are a 15.5-point underdog against the Bills in Buffalo. If you're a gambler, I'm not, but if you're a gambler, I say take the Saints and the points. There's no guarantee, but I think that's a good bet. I'm hoping the Saints win, but at least they should rebound from the performance last week and just play a much better game, and I think they can keep it within 15.5. 15.5, I was talking to Bobby yesterday in the hall, and Bobby said 15.5 points in the NFL would be like a college team getting 40 points. So it's huge. 15.5 points is absolutely huge. Some of the other big games over the weekend, the Steelers and the Vikings, Sunday morning at 8:30, they're playing in Dublin, Ireland. The Eagles play the Bucks in Tampa Bay at noon on Sunday. Let's hope the Eagles win that game. We need the Bucks to lose. The Chargers and the Giants, I think Jackson Jackson Dart is going to be the starting quarterback. He was with Ole Miss last year, rookie quarterback. He's going to be replacing Russell Wilson, as far as I know. The Commanders are in Atlanta against the Falcons. The Falcons have not been the team that they were supposed to be, because there was a lot of talk about the Falcons being the team that was going to win the NFC South. At this point, they don't look like it. Let's hope the Commanders beat up on them. And then the Panthers are playing the Patriots in New England. Let's hope the Patriots rise up and beat the Panthers. I mean, that could happen. And the Colts and the Rams. The Colts are 3-0. Their quarterback is Daniel Jones. They're calling him Indiana Jones because this guy was so incompetent, so inept. He was a terrible quarterback with the Giants. And now with the Colts, all of a sudden this guy's like rising up and he looks like a superstar. Colts and the Rams at 3:05 Sunday. Let's see, Ravens and the Chiefs Sunday afternoon, 3:25. That's a big game. And the Packers are in Dallas against the Cowboys. And then Monday night, Jets and the Dolphins and the Bengals and the Broncos. And by the way, there's two football games tonight, two college games tonight. Florida State is at Virginia at 6 o'clock and TCU is at Arizona State at 8 o'clock. So love all the football that's going on. We got to take a break here, but we're going to come back with more of your comments. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1975, the movie The Rocky Horror Picture Show opened up in Westwood, California. And this starred Meatloaf, Tim Curry, Susan Sarandon. Rocky Horror Picture Show became a total cult classic. And over the years, fans would show up to see the movie, and they brought toilet paper with them. They brought all kinds of assorted items. They brought toast. And they really turned the movie into a 3D experience with the audience acting it out with the movie. It was quite a phenomenon. And for a long time, it was shown in the New Orleans area at the Cena Mall, which is now Martin's Wine Cellar, just off of Veterans Highway in Metairie. For a long time, it was shown there. I think it was Friday night at midnight. And it's a story of a mad scientist who's a transvestite, and he's from transsexual Transylvania. Mad scientist creates this really ripped monster in the basement of his home, and he's hosting the annual Transylvanian convention at his castle, and a stranded newlywed couple, Brad and Janet, show up after they accidentally end up at the party, and, you know, that's when everything, you know, breaks loose. But if a movie like this with this transvestite came out today, people would be freaking out, and the people who are freaking out today would freak out today if this movie came out today, are the very people that were part of the generation that embraced it when it happened. So, you know, the stuff that people freak out over today is not as bad as you think, because in the context of those times, this movie about a transvestite, a movie that became really popular, this movie didn't turn young people into transvestites. And the generation that supported it then would tell you now, that movie didn't have an impact on us. It was just entertainment. And I think that's the way we need to look at a lot of things. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, just think about the Rocky Horror Picture Show being released today with these kind of lyrics. Just listen to the lyrics and think about that movie being released today. You know, all I'm trying to say is that people overreact today to almost everything. And these things that seem to be so crucial, these things that are built up by outsiders, it's not by you, but you're so often you're convinced to be outraged about something, to be upset about something that is really not going to hurt anybody. The generation that is the establishment grew up with the Rocky Horror Picture Show. In fact, this is a movie that is the longest running theatrical release in history. It's been in movie theaters for 50 years. Released on this day in 1975, it's still in some movie theaters. Let's go to Lakeview. And Terry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon.
How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. I just had a birthday the 23rd, and today's my brother's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Well, happy
but
birthday.
Anyway, thank you. I was on the road with Tim Curry. I was in love with the keyboard player.
Really?
Tim Curry's band, rather. Michael Schutten was the keyboard player, and they were so good to me. I mean, you know, we went first class on the airplanes, and they bought me clothes. But they made, Tim Curry was very adamant about nobody wears any glitter lips or anything that relates to Rocky Horror. He wanted to make it on his own without.
Really? I guess they wanted to protect the image of the movie.
No, I had nothing to do with the movie. He just didn't want to be known as a sweet transvestite.
Well, you know, that was Tim Curry's. That was Tim Curry's first movie role, and you know, he went on to do so many other things. So I guess he was protecting himself from being typecast.
Exactly. That's exactly why.
Oh, that's interesting.
Plus, he's in a wheelchair now. I'm still in touch with him, not often, periodically.
Really?
But also, I'm in touch with. The guy that played Rocky actually lives here in New Orleans, and I was going to play with him. So, I mean, I had no idea he lived here. He lives here all the time.
Wow. That's amazing, Rocky. Terry. I never know who's listening to this show, and we're just talking about Rocky Horror Picture Show, and here, you know, you toured with Tim Curry. I mean, it's amazing.
It was fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you talk to him and if you think he's up for a conversation,
I don't talk to him that often. I mean, maybe once a year.
Well, I know, but if you talk to him and you think he's up for conversation, I'd love to talk to Tim Curry.
Well, I mean, if I can get a hold of him, I mean, that's not easy.
Okay. Well, I just mentioned it. Okay. You can always send me an email, scoot@wwl.com. Easy to remember.
Okay.
All right, Terry. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Anthony in New Orleans. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how you doing, Disco?
Good.
Look, this is my problem, right? Every year, we are coming, but we never open our mind up to the full truth of the Saints, right? We always come up with blaming it on the team, blaming it on the quarterback. Blaming it on whoever on the team, right? Or we blaming it on the coach or whatever the case may be, right? Pat Swillen did a story, right? And he said if it was not for the owner back when they had their defense, if it was not for the owner picking and choosing who they want to hire on the team, if they would have added one or two more pieces to the team, they would have had Super Bowl rings back then, right? So right now, since Gail Benson is not putting a quality team on the field, right, this is the reason why the Saints are losing, because they don't have caliber players to come up to par with some of these good teams. Magic Johnson just got to be an owner in the league at Washington. Yeah. And he's already in competition. Know why he's in competition? Because he's picking the right players, he's playing the right players, and he knows what he's doing. Right.
Anthony,
Bill Benson don't have a clue.
I'm going to let you go since you're getting kind of angry, and I know you're going to get even more angry, so we'll just leave it at that. I appreciate the comment. I do believe that, and this is just a general comment, the Saints need to be treated more like a business and less like a family. And I appreciate that there is consideration given to those who have been with the team for a long time. But that sort of approach to business doesn't lead to a winning business, or in this case, a winning team. So I do believe that in general, the Saints need to be treated more like a business than a family. Hey, also noticed another really big game this weekend. Number 3 Penn State at College Station. Is that the Penn State? College? Is it? No. Is it College?
College Station is
College Station.
Texas A&M.
Texas A&M. What is Penn State? I want to say College. It's College something. I know some of you are screaming at the radio right now. Anyway, Penn State is at home. Penn State's number 3 against number 6 Oregon. Man, I don't know. I kind of like Oregon in that game. I kind of like Oregon. Penn State sometimes just has a problem winning really big games, and they have a problem, you know, winning the championship, the ultimate. So, you know, it's not like I'm against Penn State. I'm just
State
making
college.
An observation. State College. I knew there was college.
State College
in there.
And College Township.
Yeah. Okay. But state. That's what I'm thinking. State College. All right. Penn State number 3, and that's at 6:30 Saturday night. So that's another good game to watch. And then also at 6:30 Saturday night, number 5 Georgia is going to play Alabama, ranked number 17, and they're going to be between the hedges in Georgia. Somebody does a hell of a job with those hedges. All right, if you do have a comment, it is a free-for-all Friday, and the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You know, I had fun last night. Took a little drive to Bucky's.
Bucky's!
And I tell you, you know, you get there after 10 o'clock at night, and it's kind of empty. You know, it's not like jam-packed like it is, you know, on a weekend when people are heading to the beach. So it was kind of nice. A lot of spaces, a lot of pumps were open at the gas station area.
Did you see any Bucky's panties?
No,
asking for a friend.
No, I didn't. I didn't see the Bucky's panties.
You didn't go into the underwear section?
No, I think they have your size.
Okay. Well, next time, instead of this popcorn, why don't you pick me up?
I will pick you up a pair of Bucky's panties. I bought a Bucky's bathing suit.
Large.
Yeah, multi-colored bathing suit. Looks cool.
Okay.
You can buy a head, the skull of a cow with the horns on a stand that you could proudly display in your home. And the face has like rhinestones on it for $400.
Wow.
I mean, it's amazing what you can find at Bucky's.
That's a great price for a...
Hell, it's a hell of a price for it. You're going to pay more somewhere else for that. We'll be back on time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. Friday afternoon, and the clock is going to tick, and this will soon become Friday night. All right, there is some new information coming out. New Epstein documents show a scheduled trip by Elon Musk to the island. To the island of Jeffrey Epstein, which ironically is among the Virgin Islands. Very inappropriate. You think the name for the Tulsa team, the Golden Hurricanes, is inappropriate? Very inappropriate that the island that Jeffrey Epstein owned was in the Virgin Islands. And also, he had meetings with Bill Gates, Steve Gannon, and Prince Andrew. Now, if you're having meetings with Jeffrey Epstein, chances are you're meeting with him about the thing that he does, which
on
is...
On the island?
Well,
that's pretty sus.
I don't know if that was on the island.
I think it is. I read the same story.
No, yeah. You're right. The flight logs show trips to the private island where he met with Bill Gates, who we understand is sexually kinky, and Steve Bannon.
A little freak.
Who, you know, I mean, does that guy bathe? He just looks like
Steve
he doesn't
Bannon?
Bathe. Yeah.
I don't know what that guy's
He just doesn't
is,
look
man.
Like he bathes.
Kind of a goblin. Yeah. Thing going on there.
And then Prince Andrew, and you know, he's totally outcast by the royal family because of this relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. You can do a lot of things in life and get away with it, but one of the reasons that so many people are trying to keep the Epstein files undercover is because having sex with underage girls is not one of the things that you can generally get away with. So, you know, this I guess this issue is not dead, and we will hear more, but apparently Elon Musk went to the island, and if you go to the island, I mean, do you think people went to Jeffrey Epstein's island to just, you know, swim and to get some sun?
Nope.
I don't think so either.
I've seen it. You know, you can get on Google Earth or Google Maps or whatever and go look at, the name of the island is Little St. James.
Okay.
And you can get on Google Maps or Google Earth and type in Little St. James, it'll take you right to there. There's nothing there except... you know, a couple structures. I mean, my point is there's not like a beach house.
You're not
like
going to the water park.
Yeah, it's a pretty undeveloped island except for some roads and I don't know, I guess where his house was.
At a landing strip.
The temple, which they tore down, this sort of like weird blue and right Egyptian looking structure that, you know, there's a lot of sort of theories about what's going on in that temple. That's not there anymore, but... yeah, it's hard to imagine going to that island to do.
The house still there?
I think the house is still there. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, like I've said, you know, if somebody has an island and they're selling tacos and they're known for selling tacos, and you go to the island, chances are you're interested in tacos.
Got to get the tacos.
Okay, of course.
If you're gonna drive to the Mississippi to go get a turkey sandwich from Bucky's,
yes,
you know, maybe you want to go the extra mile, get some tacos.
Well, you know, that's right. I mean, I knew what was there, so I went there to get that.
Yeah, you're not there to just have a friendly chat with the Bucky.
Well, no, that's right. I'm
you're
not there,
there
to,
for the sandwich.
I'm not trying to get a picture with Bucky. You know, I've got the Bucky character who walks around sometimes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the Bucky Beaver.
Oh.
Yeah, sometimes somebody is. Sometimes Bucky walks around himself. It's not often. I've only seen him once.
I always kind of thought like, oh, my dream job would be like radio guy or TV guy, but I actually think. To be the Bucky guy.
Listen.
That'd be pretty cool.
Let me see if I can find it here. I took a picture of it
doing?
Once. At every...
What are you doing on
that? Oh, by the way, I texted Helena Moreno, and I told her that Billy Nungesser votes in the governor. Just endorsed her. Billy, if you missed it earlier, Billy Nungesser just spontaneously endorsed Helena Moreno on the show. Let me see if I can get to the picture real quick. The salaries that they pay at Bucky's are really pretty extraordinary. Let me see if I can find this without a lot of trouble.
Dude, you and me, can you imagine you and me working at a Bucky's together?
Yeah,
I think we'd have a lot of fun.
It'd be
in
fun.
There.
I think we would have fun.
Yeah, people would come from all over the region to come to our.
They would. Yeah. Well, hey, when are Scoot and Ian working? Yeah,
where's the Scoot and Ian buck?
Yeah, when's that shift?
Yeah.
Let's see. If I can't find it in just a second, I'm going to give up on it.
Well,
but
you keep doing that, and I'll tell you a story about Helena Moreno. I mean, I know you
okay.
know
no,
you
go
personally
ahead.
As well, but
tell the story.
I attended a fundraiser for her a couple months ago. A friend of mine, his family was hosting this particular fundraiser, and after she got up and kind of gave her a speech and everything, everybody kind of got in line to, you know, go shake her hand and say hello. And I got up to her and I said, "Hey, Helena, Miss Moreno, Councilwoman, my name's Ian." And she goes, "Oh yeah, no, I know who you are." And
she knew who you were.
She knew who I was, and she was.
Wow.
She had been talking to people that were so excited to meet her, and then suddenly she met me, and she was like, "Oh, look who's here!" It's weird. I'm still getting used to this kind of like regional celebrity thing. If you got any advice to dispense in this regard, because I feel pretty awkward about it.
Well, I tell you, I look, you know, be nice to people because they might listen to you for years and years and years, but they see you face to face one time.
Yeah.
And it's that one time. So yeah. it has to count.
You gotta make a good impression.
Yeah, you gotta be nice, and just do the best you can to be very congenial when you meet people and smile and be happy and you know, shake their hand. And I'm still looking. Let me look once more here.
Take your time.
You know, well, we don't have a lot of time. We're kind
no,
of
we
running
don't.
Out of time rapidly here. But I took a picture of the pay scale that is on every gas pump at Buc-ee's, and it was really extraordinary. You know what they pay. I mean, they you know like a lot of the part time people are paid like. Well, I don't want to get you know everybody all jazzed up about this, but there were people who were paid like you know like $30-$33 an hour.
You're kidding.
But no, these are the higher ranked people who will work the floor. It's not everybody, but let me check just real quick here to see if I see it, and if I don't, I'll just move on. The general manager of Buc-ee's makes between $175,000 and $250,000 a year. Some general managers at Buc-ee's are making $250,000 a year.
What are we doing?
$175,000 to $250,000. I think I remember that correctly. $250,000 a year.
Unbelievable.
I can't.
Good for them.
I can't find this right now. And then it goes down from there. But I mean, they've got some really good paying jobs. And I think that the price difference depends on how much experience you have. You know, if you have a lot of experience, you're going to get paid more than if you have less experience. No, I can't find it right now.
Well, we'll try to imagine.
Hey, this week, also, I want to thank you because I thanked Coleman, but thank you for being part of the show because, once again, I think this is the eighth year in a row we have been named the best radio personality.
Oh, good.
Scoot, best radio personality in the Gambit Best Of series.
Great. Congratulations.
And congratulate. Thank you. And thank you for being part of our show and for making that happen. And also, congratulations to Newell Norman in second place. And in third place was Teapot and Speedy.
Perfect.
On B97. So
everybody likes that.
That was cool. So anyway, yes. And again, I thank all of the readers at Gambit. I am quite honored, and I thank all of you for your vote of confidence. And I do the best I can every day to entertain you. All right, we'll be back. All right, coming up next, it's The Fans and the Pro with Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas. A lot of talk about the Saints, Bills, and LSU, Ole Miss, two big games this weekend. Thanks to everybody who texted in Happy Valley. That's what they call the stadium where they play Penn State football. Penn State Nittany Lions, Happy Valley. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Dan Barron, Chris Miller, Courtney P., and as always, thank you for being part of the show. Have a great weekend. Love you, New Orleans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.